As Hashem continues, Shmir Saloshin, welcome everyone to Shire Tavuna, Perik Vav, in Shirin 160, where after we discussed in the previous Shiurim on this topic, how foolish it is for a person to take revenge, because when he's taking revenge, he's harming himself. That's the main point. We're all Nefesh Achas, we're all one, and when a person bears a grudge and takes revenge, he is harming himself. V'lachein, therefore, Achi, my brother, my dear brother, says the Chavetz Chaim, he's zoyer. Be zoyer. Be very careful. Be extremely careful. Melinkoim velintor es chavercho. From holding grudges against another yid, against another Jew. Ki es atzmecha atanoikeim venoiter. Because you're holding a grudge and taking revenge against yourself. You are harming yourself. Rak tachshoiv bedaitcho. But rather, says the Chavetz Chaim, you should think to yourself, Shemin Hashemayim nizbov kol eile avor avonai secho. But rather, the correct attitude, the correct Yiddish mindset, the Jewish attitude, when something happens to a person, should be the following. That is something occurred to a person in a negative way, and it came about because someone did it to me, I should realize it's because of my averus. And the person might say, oh, is that such a negative feeling? I can feel so bad about myself. Well, maybe it's not that you should feel so bad about yourself. Maybe you should do something about it, right? If a person sees things are happening, do something about it. Do some introspection. Do some tshuva. Don't feel so bad about it. That gets a person in a state of depression. Improve your ways. Do better. You can do better. Umali im nizbov hatzara ze alidei ze alidei acher. And therefore, the person should have the following attitude. What's the difference if the suffering was sent to me through this person or a different person or a different way? Mekabel kol ze alai be'emes imchulu over ze avoy naisai. But the person should say, if I accept this from Hashem, and we've learned this topic numerous times, different svarim, that it's not enough for a person to get a patch from Shemayim. He has to accept that it's kapara. And we have learned, very, very scary. They were talking about scary. This is scary. That a person could have la'ilei l'tzaris, the kapara, but it won't be a kapara. Because if he doesn't accept it as a kapara from Hashem, but he's holding a grudge against someone else, and he's upset about the other person, and he thinks of ways to get the other person back, and he's not mekabel, he doesn't accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the picture, he doesn't get a kapara. Isn't that such a waste? He went through such pain and suffering and humiliation and embarrassment. And for what? He doesn't get his kapara out of it. And not only that, he's looking for ways, and he's feeling horrific inside, to get back at that other person. Chmeisha Heshiv David LaAvishai ben Tzruya be'ez sherotz linkoy mavura me'ez Shimi ben Gera. Very famous ma'isa the Chavetz Chaim brings over here. I might have skipped a line because he says that if a person will accept it, then Kosh Baruch Hu will forgive him for his averus. And he says, just like by David HaMelech, when his nephew, the general, Yoyab ben Tzruya, his sister's son, wanted to take revenge for the cover of David HaMelech. What does Shimon ben Gera do? Al shechirev v'gidev l'David v'kiloloi klolo nimretzes. Shimon ben Gera embarrassed David. And in fact, if you look at the Medrash, it says, from at that moment in David's life, he went through a horrific embarrassment, tremendous amount of suffering already. But Chazal tell us that embarrassment from Shimon ben Gera wasn't the top of the list. It wasn't the top of the list. Nonetheless, Lahinichu David, David did not permit, as we all know the story, Shimon ben Gera to be killed by Yoav ben Tzruya, by Avishai rather. And he says to him like this, he says, Hashem Amar Loi Kalel. Hashem told him to curse me. Hashem amaloi kalel. And Chazal tell us, Shover ze, nimnu bebezdin shamayla, uminuhu l'david shiaharevi meragli hamekova.
At that moment, when David HaMelech was suffering such embarrassment, such humiliation, and he was able to overcome his Yetzirah, and it would have been halachically permissible for him to have Shimon been killed because David was the Melech. In fact, the Pesachim go to try to understand, the Mepharshim try to ask, how could David have been Meichel? He was a king. Ein kvay de machol, a king cannot forgo his honor. So they ask this question, which is not for now to discuss it. But you see over here that it would have been permissible for David to have him killed. Mm-hmm. But yet David overpowered his Yetzirah. And I say Yetzirah, and I don't mean Yetzirah for real, because he overpowered his Yetzirah. David merited to be the fourth leg of the Merkava, of this Hashem's chariot. As we find, and this will be elaborated on later on in Perek Ches of this Sefer. So let's just review for a minute over here, when the Chafetz Chaim is reminding us, for a person to take revenge and to bear a grudge, he's harming himself, because it's going to come back to haunt him. We're all one. And just like we've been discussing, the right hand doesn't hit the left hand when the left hand drops something and it broke the glass. The left foot doesn't kick the right foot when the right foot was the reason why the person tripped, because he stepped on the person's shoelace, and his feet don't start kicking each other. If we're all one nefesh achas, which we are, then for us to bear a grudge and take revenge is the wrong attitude. But for us to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's sending this to us, it's a difficult pill to swallow. You know why? Because then what we're saying is it's the person in the mirror that really is the cause of the problem. And that person is the one you see in the mirror, and no one else. And it's the averus that we might have done that's why these things are happening. Now, if a person is such a tzaddik that he doesn't have any averus, and then these things are still happening to him, okay, so he's mamish a tzaddik, like the modern brachas, Daf Hei says, he should know it's Yisurim Shel Ava. He's on the Shmelis Yahai Medrake, and Hashem loves him even more. But the emphasis, the point, is not to take it out on someone else.